This time on Slaughterhouse Princess Chronicle. What are you capable of?
Oh God, it's found footage. Insert vomit noises here.
Welcome to Slaughterhouse Princess. I'm Chris.
And I'm Troy, and I just assumed Discord was going to filter out any vomit noises I actually made, so I decided to go with that.
Fair.
Yeah. Because, you know, the sound cancellation's gotten real good these days. Like, if you start singing, you just disappear from the audio.
As you should.
Probably it's better for people's ears if that has to happen when I sing, yes. But yeah, we watched Chronicle, as suggested to us by a man named Brett with two T's. He is supposedly, allegedly has a cousin.
Also named Brett.
Also named Brett. Only that Brett has two legs and brings destruction. This Brett has two legs and brings us usually shitty movie suggestions.
Yeah, typically.
Also, sometimes he has four legs.
Sometimes.
Yeah. Every Sunday, he's a werehorse. Every Sunday, he turns into a horse.
Yeah, it's horrifying.
Horsifying.
It's horrifying, yes.
Thank you. Yeah, but he couldn't make it this week, and we had said we wouldn't do this movie if he wasn't going to make it, but he told us after I'd already watched the movie and right before Chris was going to watch the movie. So, F him, I guess.
Yep. Yep. That's what happens.
Sometimes, you know, whatever.
We watch the movie anyway.
Mm-hmm. So, but it was good. It was, yeah, it was fine. He'll live. He's seen it a few times, he said.
Yeah.
Still alive. He survived it. So, Chris, how does this movie start?
It starts with a kid in his bedroom.
And a sock?
Well, possibly. It's not shown, but presumably.
Oh, okay.
He's a high school senior, right. So I'm sure.
I mean, it's not American Pie, so.
Yeah. He got a camera. He's going to start documenting his things. This was like, what, 2012? So it's more novel.
Yes, it is. It's pre-vlog, isn't it?
Yeah, arguably. I mean,
one of the characters in here talks about their blog and they're making a video for their blog, but I'm pretty sure like vlogging on YouTube was not a thing.
Not as much as it is now. Not where you can see horrible nightmare bullshit all the time.
Oh, God. It's not TikTok, that's for certain.
YouTube is not TikTok, that's true.
What? I mean, TikTok's just vines for younger people now.
Yeah, that's probably close. I mean, longer form content than a vine, but...
Yeah, I mean, we had to double the length because of, you know... It's that law. Every 7 years, the length of videos doubles.
True.
What is that? Moore's Law? Is that the one that every
yeah, like 7 years? Yeah, that's the transistors, but...
Yeah. Look at me knowing nerdy shit.
Yeah. Not just anybody busts out Moore's Law in casual conversation. You fucking nerd.
It's better than me talking about the temperature of dog poop.
Absolutely anything is better than that.
Anna was very happy I mentioned that, though. She thinks it's hilarious that I don't like cold dog poop. That literally nauseates me.
But hilarious is a hard sell, but...
Well, no, she thinks it's hilarious that it just makes me, like... Yeah, it makes me, like, nearly vomit just thinking about it.
Madness.
Yeah.
Because you're a narc.
Yep. Yeah, apparently if you don't like hot dog poop, you're a narc. So don't tell me about your drugs.
Yeah. Keep that to don't tell Troy about your dealings.
That's how you find a narc. If you ask a cop what temperature dog poop they like, they have to tell you cold. Or else it's entrapment.
Yeah. That's one of my favorite jokes ever.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that one about if you ask a cop what movie they like, if they don't tell you it's Entrapment starring Catherine Zeta-Jones.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So he's documenting his life, and apparently his life starts out with his dad drunkenly pounding on his bedroom door, telling him to open the fucking door.
Yeah. So cool.
Yeah, great life.
Woohoo. Turns out his mom is full of disease.
Yeah, she is full of chronic pain.
I'm going to assume cancer. I don't think they ever say it outright.
Yeah, I also assume it's cancer. Like, that just kind of seems like what it would be.
So he's got a rough time. Goes to school.
With his cousin.
Yeah.
And
in camera.
In camera, yeah. So he's got to, like, videotape his cousin. His cousin sings along to Price Tags by Jesse J.
I'm a grown-ass man. I have no idea what song that is.
It is featured on the Pitch Perfect 2 Deluxe Edition soundtrack.
I reiterate, grown-ass man, don't know what that is.
I'll put Pitch Perfect 2 and Pitch Perfect 3 on the list at some point. I love all the Pitch Perfect movies, but the third is the least of them, but it's still good.
I'm not mad at the first one.
No, the second one is my favorite, actually. Because it's got Das Sound Machine, which features Flula Borg, who you may know is a guy on YouTube, a German guy on YouTube who does videos. He has a video about a party pooper, and he's like, he went to a party and like someone said someone was a party pooper. He's very confused as to why people would go to parties to poop, or like, does she poop at parties? Or like, he's trying to dissect what the term party pooper meant as a non-English, like a non-English as a first language speaker, or sorry, and English as a second language speaker. How about that?
Understandable.
Yeah, it's pretty good. But yeah, Das Sound Machine is pretty good in Pitch Perfect 2. I highly recommend it. Also, it's got Katie Siegel in it. You know, the mom.
Yeah,
from
Married with Children.
Yeah, the one with the one eye.
Or yeah, the one-eyed mom from Married with Children.
Yeah.
She lived in the sewers.
Yeah, she is the mom to Haley Stanfeld, whatever, the one who plays Kate Bishop in the Hawkeye show.
Sure.
Yeah. So, I highly recommend Pitch Perfect 2. Also, anyway. Keegan, whatever, Michael Keegan Key? Is that his name? Key of the Key and Peele.
Oh. Boy.
And Snoop Dogg. Has Snoop Dogg's in it for a bit.
Well, okay.
He does a Christmas album.
Like you do.
Yeah. Bringing joy to the world. One joint at a time. Joint to a world. Joint to the world. All the boys and girls.
That's not the same song. That's not a Christmas song at all.
Oh, okay.
They say fishes, though, which is fun.
Yeah. All I know is some guy, I just helped him drink his wine.
Yeah. I always had a mighty fine wine.
Yeah.
Anyway, back to this, and not Pitch Perfect 2 references.
No, nor Three Dog Night references.
Yeah.
I just have one dog here tonight.
The nerd kid gets bullied.
Yeah, the guy like grabs his camera, throws it along the ground, bounces it off the locker.
Yeah.
But somehow the camera still works.
It's fine.
Yeah, it works fine.
His cousin invites him to go to the barn rave.
To the party.
Yeah. And he decides to film there because he decides to film everything. I don't know. Don't worry.
Yeah, he likes to film. Because he's documenting his boring ass life.
For no one in particular.
Right.
He meets up with hot blonde girl who's also a blogger.
Yes. Well, no, she is the blogger. One who has a blog that she's doing a video for. It is not a vlog specifically.
It's a video blog as opposed to a vlog.
And it's also not a vlog because only Felicia Day can do one of those.
Facts.
Yeah. But yeah, so she's then like, hey, you're videotaping. What are you videotaping for? He's like, I don't know. I'm just videotaping to make video for tapes.
Yeah, I like to put things on tapes, I guess. I don't know. These things ain't going to tape themselves, I reckon.
Yeah, but then his cousin shows up and his cousin kind of like tries to like talk to the girl and she's like, oh, like, what does Sartre have to say about this? Because like he apparently is all into philosophy and psychology.
Yeah, he fucking sucks.
Yeah, he is way too young to be sitting on the quad in a black beanie discussing the proletariat.
Yeah.
But he is going to be soon.
18-year-old high school girls love it when you're talking about Sartre. They're super into it.
Yep.
Hey, what are you doing at this rave? You want to talk about existential philosophy? Probably not. Okay, that's cool and understandable.
Yeah, because why would anyone want to do that?
No, you want to do a bunch of ketamine and get a dick? Oh, okay, yeah, that's not really what I'm into, but
yeah.
Do you want to talk about the futility of modern existence later and really...
Or can we talk about Jungian archetypes? Because that nothing gets me hard like that.
You want to talk about how you kind of want to fuck your mom?
Because she wishes she had a dick?
Yeah. Oh, Jung.
That was, what's his butt? The other guy.
What's his butt?
The other guy. The cigar is not a, the cigar, some of the cigar is just a cigar guy.
Yeah, yeah. That one. I know what you're saying, yeah. But I don't remember at all.
Yeah, the one, the penis envy guy.
Yeah. Me. Wait, what?
No, that really famous guy whose name just completely left my head.
He's totally famous, God. Dude, that I don't know the name of anymore for some reason.
I do trivia every weekday. Fuck. It's not Asimov. My brain keeps trying to spit out Asimov.
Yeah, the third law of robotics is sometimes a cigar is just a cigar.
It's not Albert Einstein either.
If only we had a guy we could ask.
Oh, Christian! Thank you.
Quick. Ask Christian while I don't walk away.
At Christian, who is the psychiatry guy who says cigars in dreams are dicks? All right. Let's see what Christian answers us. But yeah, in the meantime, I'm going to vamp because Chris is going to the bathroom and may have left his headphones on so he could respond. I'm not sure. Oh, nope, they're on the couch there. Anyway, so we're at the party and, the video guy decides to leave his cousin to try to mack on the blonde chick and who fails miserably. And so he's videotaping other parts of the party, and there's a girl dancing, and their girl's boyfriend kind of gets up in his face.
You could tell he's an asshole because of his hat.
Yeah. Oh, Freud. Thank you, Christian.
That's what Sigmund we were saying. Freud. That's the same guy?
Jung and Freud are different guys.
Yeah. You can tell by the way their names are different.
Yeah. So I was like, well, I couldn't come up with Freud. For some goddamn reason, Freud would not pop into my brain.
Obscure psychologist Sigmund Freud. We suck.
Yep. But Christian also made a good joke along with it, so I'm okay with it. Thank you, Christian, for your joke.
Okay.
If you want more good Christian jokes, you have to subscribe to our Patreon. Give us money so you can listen to other people make jokes.
Yeah, give us money so you can gain access to better jokes than we're going to give you.
Oh, shit. So the guy gets up in his face because he's dressed like an asshole and oddly enough acts like an asshole. Throws a drink in the camera guy's face and maybe punches him?
Yeah, I think he punched him, or that's the implication.
Yeah, and then so he's out there crying in the parking lot later when a guy shows up, Killmonger shows up and says, hey, you got the video, that video camera, right? You mean the one that I'm, like, pointing at you, right? And like, yeah, that one. Come on, your cousin said you had a video camera. You gotta come and record this. It's amazing.
Yeah.
And then runs off.
Yeah, and understandably, Nerd Kid is, like, this is a trick. Because, obviously, like...
Yeah. Yeah, they're gonna, like, I'm gonna get pantsed, right? Like, that's where we're ending. That's where it's going. I'm gonna be pantsed, and everyone's gonna see my underwear.
I mean, I guess... these kids are like what, seniors in high school ostensibly?
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
I guess by the time I was a senior in high school, I wasn't worried about that anymore.
Yeah,
I would have been a little younger when I was that concerned about that sort of thing.
Yeah, like sophomore year. Yeah, like 2 years, like 2 years before that.
Yeah, when I was a senior in high school, I had already committed enough violent acts that people pretty much left me alone. So,
oh yeah, I don't know, I did not really commit violent acts in high school.
Yeah, I'll save it for the con.
Yeah. I'm going to throw fist the con, man. Yeah.
I'll tell you all about the time I whipped out a 2.5 feet of chain on a dude in a school parking lot.
we have the fight club that we have scheduled at 7:30.
You don't talk about it. It's like the first fucking rule, Troy.
Oh, no. I messed it up.
Damn it.
Ah, fuck. I guess that's canceled. Sorry, guys. I mean, wink, wink.
It's also the second rule, just to be clear.
Oh, god damn it. Oh, so many rules.
There's two.
Bunch of guys.
The third rule doesn't happen until Meatloaf dies.
The third rule is if it's your first night, you have to fight.
Oh, yeah, that's true. The fourth rule is you only get your name.
Yeah.
Robert Paulson.
Mm-hmm. I worked with a Joe Paulson, and I always wanted to tell him his name was Robert, but he would never have gotten that joke.
I mean, there's only one way to tell.
He wouldn't. I guarantee you that guy has never seen Fight Club to this day. And it came out 25 years ago, because I'm old.
Did it?
Yeah, 1999.
Oh.
Summer of 1999.
Yeah, every so often the crushing existential reality of the fact that I'm going to die sooner rather than later crops up. That's fucking cool.
At least you don't have bitch tits.
I mean...
Well, because you don't do the steroids.
Yeah, don't do those.
No, I mean, listen to Papa H. Do not do steroids.
I only do drugs that you can buy at gas stations.
I mean, probably some kind of testosterone replacement you can buy at gas stations. I just don't think you want to take them. However, if you do want to know how to take steroids, go to Maven Huffman's YouTube, and he will tell you how to juice like a wrestler.
Yeah.
Not joking. That is literally something he does on his YouTube channel.
It's for educational purposes only.
Oh, yeah. But... No, actually, he has a really good wrestling YouTube because he tells you what things he experienced. He will never tell you. He'll say he juiced. He will never tell you anyone else who juiced because he doesn't. He claims not to know, but he will not. He will not narc. But he will give you as much
cold poo.
Yeah, he will give you. Yeah, he likes his dog poo cold. But he, yeah, he gives you a lot of inside information as much as he can. So I appreciate it.
Anyway, so they're off to the sinkhole.
Yeah. Yeah, but Killmonger has to jump scare the kid at least once just to fuck with him.
Yeah.
Like any my wife was like, "Oh my god, this is totally shit teenage boys would do." And I was like, "Yep."
Yeah, it is.
100p. And that's the only time I'll say it, Chris, this episode.
I appreciate that. So they're recording the whole thing. They go down into the sinkhole. Because it's full of anomalies.
Yeah, like it makes a weird noise. Like you put your head down, it makes a weird noise, which I can't replicate on the podcast because one, I wouldn't know how to do it. And two, because it would filter it out anyway.
Yeah, it would just be determined to be nonsense racket.
Yeah, which is amazing that it even lets my voice come through because most of what I say is nonsense racket.
I assume my voice comes through. I can't actually tell.
Well, you're recording directly. You're not coming through Discord to your computer, Chris.
I guess that's true. Discord can't stop me. Not even Discord can save you from me.
He's too powerful. And so, yeah, they go down in. There are some glowing blue crystals. And, like, the camera glitches a bit while it's down there. Killmonger touches one of the crystals and, like, some weird, like, viney things kind of all along the inside of it as it turns red.
Yeah.
And then
they'll look great.
Yeah. And then the camera just dies. And then we wake up. We see like a week later. I guess he got a new camera.
Yeah. But his cousin promised him that if he came to the sinkhole and anything happened, he'd buy him a new camera.
Right. Okay. And so his cousin must have bought him a new camera because they're in someone's backyard now with a baseball.
And they're practicing. We don't know what exactly just yet.
Well, yeah, they're like, you got to see this. Like they're in the camera like, dude, you got to see this. You got to see this. We got to record this. And so like Killmonger stands like on the side of the backyard and the cousin, he like tells the cousin to throw the baseball. Cousin throws the baseball, hits like right in the nuts.
Yeah, it's pretty funny.
You're like, you're supposed to throw an underhand.
Yeah.
I don't know. No, the Killmonger throws it at the cousin.
And it hits him right in the face.
It hits him in the head. And then, and so they switch. And the cousin doesn't throw it underhand, but he throws it into the ground. But it like bounces up out of the ground and hits the guy in the nuts.
Yeah, it's pretty good.
And then he throws the ball off to the side and the ball like ricochets back and hits him in the head, just knocks him clean the fuck out. Like, just drops. Like, you see Killmonger's head just, like, bounce to the side, and then he just, like, collapses. Which is a good piece of physical acting, I think, on his part.
Yeah. And then it's Nerdlinger's turn.
Yeah, so they throw it at him, but he stops it with the power of his mind.
Yeah, because turns out, funny story, the sinkhole crystals gave him fucking Akira powers.
I got the telekinesis.
Yeah.
You can vibrate things with your mind.
It's telekinesis, Kyle.
And so they're kind of like, wow. But it is obvious that a camera guy is the best at the telekinesis because they're like trying to stack up Legos with their minds and he, like, assembles the fucking Seattle Space Needle because they're in Seattle.
Yeah, his cousin could barely slap together two Lego bricks, and he's like, oh, you mean like this? It just makes the Millennium Falcon set.
Yeah, the Death Star. Like a full, like a, you know, the scale Death Star Lego set with his mind.
Yeah, in like 12 seconds.
Mm-hmm. And then some kid in a chair drops it and breaks it.
Asshole.
Yeah.
So they're all sick.
He's the guy in the chair.
So now psychic powers have been activated. I guess specifically telekinesis.
Yes. They do try other things. They go to a diner.
Mm-hmm.
And they grab the cousin's wrist and hold his hand onto the table. and Nerdlinger takes a fork and jabs it into Cousin's hand, only it doesn't break the skin, it just bends, you know, like, it crumples. And he's like, and they're like, wow, it's fucking amazing! And then one guy uses his telekinesis to make a portrait of the Virgin Mary in his soup. And they call over the Latina waitress to look at it, and she's like, crosses herself and Dios Mios and whatever, and runs off.
Yeah.
And then they like cause her to drop shit later.
Yeah. It's a pretty good representation of what would happen if you gave a bunch of fucking high school seniors psychic powers, right? Like, they're stupid bullshit.
They like activate a leaf blower to blow up some like girl's dress.
I saw your panties.
Yeah. You know, I mean, that kind of, like, it is literally like playground bullshit.
Yeah.
They move some lady's car with their mind. And so she gets out there and like is looking for her car and it's not there. And then they like, she finds it. Then like, she drives off because they moved it like two rows away, and she finds it and she drives off.
Yeah.
And the funny thing, the quote unquote funny thing, one guy said, I think Killmonger says, he's like, it actually was a black guy this time.
Yeah, it's pretty good.
Kind of like before Karens existed, they were referencing Karens, which I thought was pretty funny.
Yeah. And
turns out racism is not new.
Yeah, shockingly. Not at all.
And also not gone.
The cousin exposits that the psychic powers are like a muscle. Like, you can't just go all in on it, because it'd give you like a wicked nosebleed.
Yeah, you're gonna pop blood vessels like in Firestarter when her dad pushes people.
Yeah. So the trick is we gotta practice. We gotta like work our way up.
What other pranks? There's one other prank that they pull that popped into my head and I forgot it.
That's most of the pranks before things get a little darker.
They do discover how to fly.
Well, first they're driving.
Oh, yeah.
And they're presumable redneck motherfuckers, as they call them.
Yeah, a guy in a big pickup and just like riding their bumper honking at him because he just won't go around them.
Yeah.
And it might be because it was a twisty road and there just wasn't a passing zone. But
yeah. And the Nerdlinger, he's the main protagonist. I don't know if that's clear.
Yeah, he's the camera guy, the one with the drunk dad and cancer mom.
He's like, okay, I'm going to take care of this bullshit. And then basically just shoves the car off the road.
Yeah, just like swipes, like does like a Jedi mind trick, like hand swipe, only it swipes the car off the road.
And knocks him like ass over tea kettle into a fucking ravine pond thing.
Yeah, like some kind of like, I don't know, like water retention pond or whatever, like just like lagoon or something, just like nose down in the pond. And Killmonger jumps right in to try to save the kid, the guy. The cousin is kind of tries calling 911, but he can't get any reception and it's raining. And he's about ready to jump in when Killmonger surfaces, because he's down there in a while. He surfaces with the guy from the truck. They kind of like cut to, jump cut a couple times between like the cops showing up, ambulance showing up, like them calling the cops, things like that. And the cousin's kind of like, you did that, dude. Like, you can't like you almost killed that guy. Like, we can't do that.
Yeah, there has to be rules to this. We can't use it on living things.
Yeah, the three rules of telekinesis the three laws of telekinesis are you can't use it on living. You can't use it when you're angry.
Yep.
You can't use it on living things. And you don't talk about Fight Club.
Then you don't talk about Fight Club.
Yeah.
And they all agree to said rules, even though it's clear Nerdlinger is doing it under duress.
Yeah, like, you can't just, like, make up rules. Like, all rules are made... to misquote Thor, all rules are made up.
Yeah, like, everything is arbitrary. That's just how it is.
Everything is arbitrarily arbitrary.
So they go back to their, you know, generally benign bullshit. They fuck around with people at, like, the fucking Target.
Oh, that was the other prank I couldn't think of. Yeah, that was actually kind of funny.
They shoved that lady's cart around.
Yeah, and they're just like dropping, and they're just dropping teddy bears and shit. And they terrorize a little girl with a teddy bear, floating teddy bear, which is pretty fucking funny.
And
I did enjoy their antics, I will admit.
And they're becoming closer as friends because Nerdlinger didn't really have any friends. They're all from different social castes, right?
Yeah, to the point that Killmonger's girlfriend thinks he has a mistress.
Yeah, because he's hanging out with these dudes doing brain powers.
Yeah. I'm just mind-fucking these guys. I'm not, like, actually fucking them.
Yeah, it's just, like, brain stuff.
Yeah. It's totally outside the pants. It's fine.
Yeah, it's not cheating if you got your pants on.
Oh, what's that? Oh, there's a line from a, not Goo Goo Dolls, New Miserable Experience, Found Out About You, the Gin Blossoms. There's a Gin Blossoms song where the chorus, part of the chorus is, it's not cheating because I was thinking about you.
Yeah, that totally will play.
Yeah, I'm sure that would work 100% with my wife.
Yeah, totally. Nothing weird would happen there. Nothing bad at all.
And she's like, oh, it's not murdering you because I'm thinking about you.
Yeah.
And then I'll be like, murdered the Erdler, I believe.
I mean, at least, you know, you were committed to the bit to the end, and that's all we can ask for, honestly.
God damn it. I love that it's an outro is me talking about how I have a problem that when people say murder places, I my brain automatically says murdered the Erdler.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
It's still true. It's still true, folks.
I don't take part in that.
Nope. It is not your fault at all, but I can't stop it now.
Yeah, you did that to yourself. You have no one to blame but yourself.
I'm having such a good time. Like Lady Godiva, blah, blah, blah.
So they continue to hone their powers. They do learn how to fly.
Yes. And it turns out that Nerdlinger's real good at it. Cousin is the worst at it. And Killmonger's okay at it.
Yeah. And they're flying. I really like the fact that when they're flying, they're talking about how cold it is and they have coats on. Like, it's a nice touch. It's a little thing sometimes.
Yeah. Like, they've got, like, fucking, like, their winter jackets and gloves on, and it's presumably, like, spring at this point? If not, yeah, like, it's not summer because it's during school, but I think they're, like, in the spring semester at this point. And, yeah, they're, like, in their winter jackets and gloves, like, flying around because they don't have a way of staying warm. And then they almost hit a plane.
Yeah. And Nerdlinger saves Killmonger.
Yep.
And he's like, holy shit, you saved me? Holy shit, you not only saved me, but you saved me while rolling camera the whole time?
Yep. Badass, man. Badass.
Yeah. So they decide at this point, the rule was like one of the rules was you didn't do it in front of normies, right?
Yeah, because you don't want people to find out that you have psychic powers because they'll probably try to dissect your brain.
Yeah, they'll ET your ass.
Yeah.
Or insert film here. I mean, this.
Or they'll X-Men you.
Yeah. They'll send the Sentinels after you and send you off to Genova.
Because, you know, God lives, or God loves, man kills.
It's true.
Mm-hmm.
But they decide they're going to bend the rules because they find out that Nerdlinger is a virgin.
Yes. So they are going to get him that talent show bussy.
I mean, I don't think they're going after the bussy per se, but I understand. Your whatever is correct
at this point,
but is technically not what they're after.
He's going for talent shussy.
Yeah. I mean, as a former high school senior boy, I'd have took the bussy at that point. I'd have took whatever it was offering.
Right? Yeah. Yeah. So they do a whole like magic routine with Killmonger and Nerdlinger using psychic powers, and
they do a goddamn vaudeville routine for the first 5 minutes of it. Like, it's fucking wild.
I do kind of wish they'd been like, you know, anybody can walk on the top of a tightrope, and then just had him like swing around underneath and walk along the bottom of it, because that would blow my fucking mind.
Yeah.
Like I understand people can walk along the tops of tightropes while juggling stuff. Like, that's, yeah, fine. Like, that is a thing people can train themselves to do. Now, if you walk along the underside of the tightrope, then I will be impressed.
Yeah. But then we do get to the most unrealistic part of this film, where a high school senior who performed a card trick at a high school talent show gets him all the trim.
And by all the trim, you mean like a 40-year-old woman with red hair?
Yeah. Yeah.
That woman's not 40, but she looks 40.
Is she a teacher's assistant? Like, who the fuck is that?
She is Nerdlinger's IRL wife, actually.
No shit.
That's what IMDb tells me. So, grain of salt, but yeah, that is apparently Nerdlinger's actual wife.
And they go to the after
party.
And she
is not 40, but she looks 40 in that scene.
I mean, comparatively speaking.
She would make the Dawson Creek cast look like they're toddlers.
Yeah, they do a pretty okay job of convincing you that these are high school kids, even though they're all in their fucking mid-20s or whatever. It's a movie. That's how it works.
Yeah. But my wife and I are both like, isn't she, like, older? But she's not. I feel bad saying that, I guess. But, like, we both kind of like, she looks kind of like Juliette Lewis. Like, if they just put a red wig on Juliette Lewis and made her walk around at a teen party.
I was thinking kind of like bootleg Laura Dern.
I could see that, too. If Laura Dern and Juliette Lewis had a baby, that's who that lady would look like.
Yeah.
And by baby, I mean like 40-year-old woman.
Yeah, if they spontaneously produced a grown-ass woman.
Or if they fused in order to increase their power, that they would force that woman, they create that woman.
Yeah, rest in peace, Toriyama. Yeah.
I have slipped some reference in there.
Yeah. It's great because now I can't stop but thinking about, yeah, the fusion dance. Fusion? Ha!
Laura Dern and Julia Lewis did the fusion dance.
Yeah.
It's a step to the right.
This is all over the place.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I just references all over, just flowing out of me today. Like a river.
So at the after party, they go to like a high school party that never actually existed.
Right.
Like, it's like
some
all
rich
films.
Kid's house or something.
Yeah. Hey, let's go to the high school after party at the mansion.
Yeah, the talent show after party that everybody has and is so stoked about.
Yeah. You remember when you were in high school and you went to the multimillion-dollar palatial estate afterwards to get to play what is it? The cup game. What the fuck
Beer
is
pong.
It called? Beer pong. Thank
Beer
you.
Pong.
Jesus Christ.
Hey. I'm not gonna make fun of you, Chris, because I couldn't pull Freud out of my brain. Frigmentzoid!
Frigmentzoid!
You know, it's Zoidberg's uncle.
It's Bizarro Sigmund Freud.
No, it's Zoidberg's uncle. Frigmentzoid.
I didn't play beer pong until I was like in my fucking 30s, so.
I have literally never played beer pong.
Do you want to drink beer but make it like wildly complicated?
Sure, let's do it for SHPCon.
Okay.
Do you have a ping pong table or something that would simulate a ping pong table?
I like the inference that anything about this is planned.
I didn't say it was planned. I'm just asking if you literally have this physical object, Chris.
Sure, I can make it happen.
Okay, just 3D print one.
Yeah, I'll 3D print an entire table.
17 years later, we'll have one.
Yeah. Your grandkids will love this table when it gets done.
So he rocks at beer pong because he is tweaking the odds with his brain.
Yeah.
Apparently he impresses this teacher's aide so much that she takes him upstairs.
Yeah. And the cousin is taping all this and meets up with the blonde video blog girl. And she's
Sherry?
Hey, why don't we get out of here? I'm super into the way that you were all philosophical and like a high at Denny's when you're 19 way.
It's more like he's like, you know, like I've been into you for quite a while now and I was trying to impress you, but it turns out that just kind of like drove you away. So I'm just going to tell you that I like you. And she's like, yeah, I know I like you too. And do you want to get out of here? And he's like, yes, but let me hand this camera off so that the narrative can continue.
Yeah. Unfortunately, this is a film, so I need to give this to Killmonger.
Yeah.
And Killmonger does a totally not weird thing and decides he's going to bust into the room where the teacher's assistant Nerdlinger are with a camera.
She's taking his virginity.
Yeah, because cool.
Yeah, but also something a drunk teenage boy would do.
Yeah, but also, based on the screenwriter, sometimes this movie's a little squicky.
Yeah, Max Landis was one of the main writers of the screenplay, and he is a sex pest, and apparently the director had banned him from the set.
Yeah. I guess fuck Max Landis, not to take a real controversial stance on sex pest fucking scumbags, but.
Yeah, the director, apparently the director tweeted when all that, you know, when a bunch of accusations went out about Max. He's like, yeah, I 100% believe that. I banned that guy from the set. Like, I have not talked to him since like 2012. Yeah. And it is 2019.
Almost a decade.
Yeah.
Anyway,
so
he busts in Killmonger.
Well, he bust in.
Yeah.
And the teacher's assistant comes running out with puke on her dress.
And.
Or hair or something.
All up on her business in general.
Yeah. Yeah.
Killmonger goes into the room and says, it's okay. It happens to everyone.
I mean, doesn't drink, and he was drinking at the party. It probably couldn't hold his liquor. Was got a little excited and just horked on someone.
I have done a lot of things in my life, but I have never thrown up on a teacher's assistant while presumably getting a blowjob. I think is the implication.
Yeah, it was a definitely an implied blowjob situation. I don't think I've ever actually puked on anyone. In my life,
I've never puked on anyone that I am aware of. Not going to say never because that is a bold statement.
No, I cannot think of anyone I've puked on.
I can confirm I have never thrown up mid fellatio receiving.
Yes. Or giving.
Receiving.
Okay. Well, I mean, you do have. I guess Chris has a gag reflex confirmed.
I mean, I was trying to leave that to the imagination, but
No, no. My imagination's too vivid to keep inside my brain. I have to let it out my mouth. Yeah, so he embarrassed himself by puking on a girl who was trying to pleasure him. And then the next day, apparently she has told people this.
Well, he flips out, though. Like Killmonger is, like, giving him the business for a minute. Like, I don't know if it's still a thing, but that is a very, very well-observed behavior of teenage boys, at least when I was a teenage boy, where you, like, something bad happens to your friend, and you're like, ha-ha, bad thing, idiot.
Yeah, yeah. But also...
But he stops, yeah, like...
He tried, because he's like, it happens to everyone. Like, everyone pukes while getting head.
Yeah, everybody vomits while getting filleted occasionally. Yeah. But he does try to be his friend. Like,
yeah.
But he freaks out, and he's like, fuck you, you're not my friend, you're making fun of me. He's like, nah, bro, like, I thought that's the vibe, man, that's the dynamic.
Yeah. Like, I mean... If I don't make fun of you, I don't like you. Like, if I'm extremely nice to you the entire time, I don't like you.
Oh, we're friends.
So yeah, if I seriously, like, that's just the way I am. Like, if I am extremely polite to you, it's because I do not like you. If I like you, I will make fun of you because that is how I was raised.
Fair enough.
That's my family tradition. It's our culture.
It's true. I agree. You've heard the way me and the horse talk. I've known him for decades.
I mean, the sexual tension is palpable, Chris, while you guys are mocking each other.
I mean, maybe.
I don't see what happens before or after the podcast.
What happens in the pre-show stays in the pre-show.
Yep. Yeah, so he... Does he fly off? Does he run off? What happens?
He just kind of leaves in a huff. Okay.
Yeah.
And he's at home the next day. He uses his brain powers to rip a spider apart.
Oh, yeah. And he's thinking about being like an apex predator. Like,
well, first his dad's all pissy because his mom is in bad shape and needs her meds.
Yeah. And he's calling the pharmacy and he's like, I'm on disability. Like, I don't have that kind of money.
Yeah, because, you know, identifiable American problems. It's going to cost him like $750 to give her the medicine she needs to be alive.
Yeah, cool. Or to not suffer horribly for a day.
USA?
Yeah, I mean, I was watching The Peripheral on Amazon with Chloe Moretz Grace and the shitty boyfriend from Midsummer, and their mother is on like some kind of pill, and apparently to buy the pill from the drug dealers costs $1,000 for one pill.
Yeah, because
it's some kind of painkiller. I'm like, $1,000 for one pill that will last you one day. That's a lot.
It's the future. Inflation, whatever.
Yeah, still. Okay, so let's cut in half. It's only cost you $180,000 a year to buy those pills.
Reasonable.
Yeah. That's only three people's income.
Yeah.
After, you know, housing expenses and such.
But... What about the corporations, Troy? You're not thinking about the poor corporations.
I know. They're going to trickle down all that money to us.
Yeah.
Someday.
As we all know, Reaganomics has proven over time to be totally a real thing and not a bunch of bullshit to screw everyone, possibly, over.
Yeah, the Laffer curve is definitely not a joke.
Ah, no. See, it's totally legit.
Yeah. Yeah, so he's suffering emotional trauma at home because his mother's in pain and no one can do anything about it because they don't have any money. He has also been learning about apex predators in science class, apparently. And he is going full. He starts. You can tell he's starting to hit the idea that, well, he is. He has powers that most humans don't. So maybe he's not completely human. And if humans are apex predators because, you know, they have technology and stuff that animals don't, if he has powers humans don't, maybe he is the apex predator now.
Yeah.
Just to make himself fucking feel better about his life. Like, you can just tell, like, that's where, like, this is coming from, is he just wants to feel like he is special and has control of his life when he does not.
Yeah.
Despite the ability to move shit with his mind and fly and all of that, he can't make his mom feel better.
Yeah. It's fucking super identifiable. Like, I gotta give it credit.
And the dad's the same way. Like, the dad is, we learn later that he was a firefighter, and presumably he's on disability because, like, firefighting fucked his body up in some way. And so he is living on disability, doing the best he can. And then his wife presumably comes down with something like cancer and is suffering, and he can't help her. And it causes him emotional stress. So he starts to drink about it. And, you know, like, drinking about things can turn you into an asshole, or else it can make you have a podcast and or both.
Yeah. Why not all of it?
Yeah. And, yeah. So, like, I will say, like, all, you know, like, as bad of a person as Max Landis is, like, at least these characters are kind of, like, identifiable and have realistic reactions to the things that happen in their world. Like, they're three-dimensional characters.
Yeah. Art and the artist. It's rough sometimes.
Yeah. Yeah.
And Nerdlinger goes out to get the money he needs by roughing up drug dealers. Which, to his credit,
first he goes to school and people make fun of him for puking on the teacher's aide, and he uses his brain to rip someone's teeth out.
Gnarly.
And then makes a vlog about it.
Yeah, that he makes a quick vlog.
Yeah, like, oh yeah, I used like a mental lasso to just kind of pull this one like right out. But you can see these other two I didn't get as cleanly because they're broken here, see? And you're just like, fuck. And he's like just very matter of fact about it. It's not even like, Jesus fucking Christ, I just like ripped this guy's teeth out. And I was just like, no, here's how I did it. And here's how I did it better. And you can see here why this is not as good. And you're just like, ah.
Yeah. So to get the money for mom's pills, he dresses up like a fireman and roughs up the local street toughs.
Yeah.
And they know it's him like right away, which is funny because of his backpack.
Yeah, like, oh, is that you, Andrew? You sound like Andrew, and you got Andrew's busted out backpack.
Yeah.
And he points a finger gun at them and fires his finger gun and blows one guy backwards, and they're all like, what the fuck?
Yeah. And then
he's like, oh, I got guns too, and they point their fingers at him, and then he like, psh, you know, like drops the finger hammer on his finger gun and it blows the guy backwards. And they're like, oh god, what's going on now?
Yeah, and it's a little unclear as to whether or not he's killed these dudes or just fucked them up.
I think if they're not dead, they have severe brain trauma.
Yeah. Also, like, if those corner boys are fucking rolling around with, like, fucking G's on them, that's bad corner boying. Like, fuck them. They deserve that.
Oh, you know what we have forgotten, Chris?
What?
Is when Killmonger is flying around with Nerdlinger trying to convince him to, like, calm the fuck down, and...
I think it's after this.
No.
Because him and his dad get into it.
I thought him and his dad got into it before he put on the fire gear, because he does the corner and then the
I watched store. This like an hour and a half ago. You expect me to remember how this went?
Yeah, so at some point, the dad is like, gets on Nerdlinger's case. He's like, look, you got like a $500 camera here, and we can't afford, like, you spent $500 on a camera, and we can't afford pain pills for your mom? Like, what the fuck? And starts throwing the roughing the kid up, and then the kid almost puts him through the wall. Like, just, like, picks him up and almost pushes him through the wall. And then, like, flies off because he has emotions about it.
Yeah. And because of the sinkhole crystals, they're all kind of linked. Like, if somebody is going through super turmoil, they all get nosebleeds and can tell that something's up.
Yeah. And so, Cousin apparently was sleeping with Cherry, the blonde blogger girl at the time. And he got his nose bleed, and like Killmonger tried to get a hold of him, but he was a little busy. And so Killmonger is trying to calm down Nerdlinger, and Nerdlinger casts Call Lightning on him.
Yeah, wild.
And yeah, like, and he like gets hit with a lightning bolt, falls to the ground, dies. They have a funeral about it, like you do. And it wasn't actually, I was kind of confused at the time. I'm like, who died? And then I saw the head's tombstone said Killmonger. I was like, oh, okay, I guess Killmonger died. I guess it wasn't obvious from the scene that the Killmonger had died.
Yeah, they're kind of arguing and then he's dead.
Yeah. And that's when, and then he hears his, and then Nerdlinger hears his mom, like, crying out in pain a whole lot. And he busts into his dad's room, gets his firefighting gear, goes on his rampage with the corner boys, and then he goes to a convenience store, force pushes the guy like into the cigarette case, starts like telekinetically stealing all the money, runs out the door. The guy comes out with a shotgun. He like mind swipes the shotgun as the guy fires it. He hits a big propane tank against the side of the building where all buildings keep their propane tanks.
Gotta keep them somewhere. I mean,
not like, you know, the swap your propane tank for, you know, $30 kind of tank.
Like, but I mean, 500 like, gallon, like, yeah, I live in like the sticks propane tank.
Yeah. Yeah. Like the one that is literally like 300 feet from my parents' house, or well, my old parents' ex house, because that house burnt down in January.
Funny story.
But that was well away from the house for reasons like explosions. And so, anyway, the convenience store had a big propane tank next to it. The guy shoots it on accident because the Nerdlinger moved the gun on him with his mind and blows them both to kingdom come. Nerdlinger wakes up in the hospital.
Yeah. His dad shows up because in the interim, his mom died.
Yeah, and his mom didn't just die. His mom died while the dad was out looking for Nerdlinger because Nerdlinger never came home that night.
Yeah, so mom died by herself in pain with no one.
Yeah.
And understandably, dad's a little pissed.
In more than one way.
Yeah.
He drank about it.
He did. And he proceeds to go off on Nerdlinger. You know, this is your fault. Nobody was there because you're a fucking shitbag. You ran off and were, I don't know, huffing spray paint or doing floozies or whatever.
Yeah. Or, you know, riding exploding propane tanks.
And then Nerdlinger comes to and just explodes the fucking hospital room.
Yeah. And that is when
the cousin.
Cousin gets a nosebleed again.
Yeah.
As Cherry is like, hey, check out this news. And there's like, you know, the side of the hotel is like black and smoking in downtown Seattle, and he's like, I have to go now, I have to help him. And so he's like, grabs her keys to her VW bug, so cute, And but she goes along with him so someone can hold the camera. And they start driving to the city, trying to go across one bridge, but that doesn't work because it's blocked off by the cops. So she just suggests another way. And I don't know why we had to have that in there, but it felt like padding. But they get to the hotel, and Nerdlinger is there. It comes flying out of the smoke from the hotel room, holding his dad.
Hospital.
And, or yes, hospital. You know, a hotel room. It's like hospital for sick people. That's how, those are words that make sense in that order, right?
No.
hospital. It's like a hotel for sick people. Is that better, Chris?
That is better. Thank you for using the words correctly.
And just like drops the dad out of the smoke, but then Cousin can't stop himself and he flies up and saves the dad, and that annoys Nerdlinger because Nerdlinger was trying to kill his dad.
Yeah.
And then they have a super flight fight as captured by various security / police /
cell phone
TV cell phone cameras. It's all diegetically done. And some of it is more contrived than others.
Yeah. They chase him down. He puts the BW bug on top of the Space Needle.
Yep.
They have a psychic fight in the sky. They end up slamming around through buildings and hucking police helicopters.
Yeah, and like the cops try to catch them multiple times, and Nerdlinger just like blows all the cops and cars away from himself in like one big like circle.
Yeah. And the whole time the cousin's like, dude, like, stop. Just stop.
Yeah.
Don't make me do things I don't want to do.
Like, if you keep killing people, I'm going to have to stop you, and I don't want to have to stop you because stopping you is not going to be pleasant for either of us.
Yeah. But Nerdlinger don't listen. And credit to Nerdlinger, like, the more bent he gets, the weirder his voice gets.
Like, I didn't notice that.
His voice gets way deeper.
Huh. I'll have to check that out next time.
And angrier. Like, you can hear it in his voice that he is totally just unhinged. And as he's trying to keep the cops away, Cousin uses a conveniently placed spear-wielding statue.
Yeah, a Native American wielding a spear. And he just, like, breaks the arm off at the elbow and just, like, flings the spear and hand and forearm into Nerdlinger and just, like, you know, pierces him with it.
And then just fucks off.
To Tibet.
Yeah. Where he makes vlog.
Yeah, well, because, like, Nerdlinger talked about going to Tibet to, like, meet the monks there because, you know, they practice transcendental meditation and Buddhism and yada, yada, yada. And, you know, some nice Eastern, like, you know, nice Western stereotypes of Eastern mysticism. And so Cousin decides to bury Nerdlinger in Tibet because that's where he wanted to go.
Yeah, and swears that he will use his powers for good instead of evil as, you know, penance for Nerdlinger's actions.
Yeah.
And scene.
And the movie ends, correct. So, Chris, how did you feel about this movie?
Well, I like it. I mean, there is the troubling Max Landis shit. Get out in front on that. Max Landis sucks, but this is still a good movie. They do a pretty good job with, like, the conceit of the found footage. I like the fact that there's always a diegetic camera. Like, that's the thing with a lot of found footage is it's found footage for 7.5 minutes until it's just not anymore.
See, that's less my concern because, like, I think like Blair Witch is like found footage almost the entire time. Campbell Holocaust is almost found footage the entire time, except for like news interviews. The thing that gets me about this one is it's not all handheld found footage.
Yeah, they give you an out.
Yeah, because once Nerdlinger starts having brain powers, he just kind of floats the camera around most of the time. So you have nice, smooth, like dolly shots and crane shots, and or probably not drone shots at the time. This is just 2012, but like you don't have shaky fucking handheld cam the whole time. It just FYI.
Yeah. I mean, they do a good job of making every character, like, you understand the motivations, you understand the dad sucks, but he doesn't suck on purpose. Like, there's a reason that he sucks. The Nerdlinger gets out of hand with his psychic powers, and it's understandable why he gets out of hand. It's understandable how he misreads fucking Killmonger's intentions. Like, it's basically Akira, more or less. Not to be reductive. But, I mean, it's an interesting show of why you shouldn't give psychic powers to a person who's having a bad fucking time.
Also, teenage boy.
Yeah, you shouldn't give a teenage boy any unlimited anything.
No. Not even unlimited, like, pinball credits.
Yeah. But, I mean, it does a good job of making Nerdlinger not just a he's bad because he's bad. It's like, oh, okay, I get it.
He wasn't born bad. It's just like he's under a lot of stress and has suffered a lot of trauma in his life, and he just snaps.
Yeah, it's a good movie all in all. They do a lot with a little. I mean, this didn't have like the world's biggest budget or anything.
No, but I think it opened number one the week it came out.
Yeah, they definitely made their money back, for sure.
Oh, yeah. Well, this got him the one of the second Fantastic Four, the Fantastic Four reboot. So the one after the two Jessica Alba as Sue Storm ones. And I think Michael B. Jordan was the Human Torch in that one.
Yeah, he was.
Yeah.
And that
did not do well and almost ended this director's career.
Yeah, which is a shame because it's a really well-directed movie.
Yeah.
There's some really good shots. It's worth watching. For sure. It's I don't want to say fun, but it's a good, like, monkey's paw kind of fucking be careful what you wish for, et cetera, so forth, kind of a tale. I say watch it. If you haven't seen it, go ahead and give it a watch. If you have seen it, watch it again. You probably ain't seen it in like 10 years. What do you think, Troy?
That's it. I mean, there's not a lot of story here. I mean, kids get powers. Kids fuck around with powers. Kids get popular with powers. And then one dies, another kid goes on rampage, and another kid has to stop him. I mean, that is the story. As we've said, like, there's some good, a lot of good character work in here, both in the script and with the actors themselves, and the directing itself. I do enjoy once the found footage becomes less shaky cam, because as I've gotten older, shaky cam has made me more nauseated. And I almost had to look at my phone through most of the first 15-20 minutes of this movie instead of the movie itself, because there's just so it's so handheld that it was bothering me. But once they get superpowers and they can start using dolly shots and cranes and whatnot, it gets a lot better for me. The CG is not bad in this for it being 12 years old at this point. I mean, you can tell, like, when things, you know, like, sometimes when they're flying, that's CG, and some CG, like, you know, Legos and whatnot, but whatever. I mean, it's not bad. I just make a good doubleheader with Push. Or is it Push with Chris Evans and Dakota Fanning? Maybe. That would make a good double feature with that. But yeah, I like it. If you haven't seen it, watch it. I think it's worth your time. If you have seen it, just leave it on in the background while you're doing things.
Yeah,
it's good for that. Speaking about being good for things, Chris, what are we watching next week?
We're watching The Coven.
The Covenant.
Covenant. Apologies.
Yes, as suggested to us by a dummy act. It is not about a bunch of wishes. It is about a pact of some kind.
Yeah. Yeah. Don't be confused by the way I said different words.
It's weird. You add ant to things and it goes from being about witches to about being a promise. It's weird.
English, man. It's a bad language. Yep.
It's terrible.
So what if other people want to add ant to the end of things?
Well, they could reach out to us on Facebook, where we're Slaughterhouse Princess. They could email us at slaughterhouseprincesspodcast@gmail.com. They could go to our Discord server at discord.slaughterhouseprincess.com. And I mean, just that's really how you should communicate with us. Almost any other way is probably going to fall on deaf ears. And we apologize for that, but that's the way we are. Don't try to use TikTok, because I don't think we have any kind of presence on TikTok.
Nah.
Or Vine.
Vine hasn't existed for a decade, but
I understand. But it does have that guy who dances in that Meghan Trainor video.
Sure.
Yeah. that's a weird poll. if you would like to support us financially, you go to patreon.slaughterhouseprincess.com or store.slaughterhouseprincess.com and either pledge a dollar or two or whatever to us, and or buy merch. If you need a tapestry to cover your sins, we have one there for you.
So many sins could be covered by this thing.
Yeah, Chris and Christian, not to be confused with each other, both have covered sins with these things. Also, they have nice tumblers. I use my tumbler for work almost every day I go in, which is 2 to 3 times a week. And if you would like to communicate with us any other way, I don't know, like just light something on fire and maybe we'll hear about it.
Yeah, we hear fire real good.
Yeah, like news. There's news things. If you light a house on fire and say it's for Slaughterhouse Princess, we might hear about it on the news.
Yeah, don't do that. Just throw that out real quick.
Yeah.
Maybe don't set a house on fire in our name if you could help it.
Yeah, no, might be a bad idea.
If you have to, I understand, but please try not to.
Yeah. Also, please try not to associate our name with it.
Yeah. Do it for like Joe Rogan or something. I don't know. Just don't bring us into it.
Just light it up for thoughts and prayers.
Yeah. So come back next time for The Covenant.
And with our podcast, Think About Movies, we'll drink about movies.
End podcast.
Sorry I told people to commit arson in our name, Chris.
Yeah, sometimes you tell people to burn things in your name. It just happens.